Welcome to TSW Off the Dark Side. First you get the money, then you get the fully armed and operational battle station, then you get the women.
Everything alright, Andy?
Yeah, cool beans, mate, cool beans.
Goody gumdrops. Getting the band back together, eh?
What's that from? Oh, Blues Brothers. That's what I'm thinking about.
Why's Steve got a bike?
Because he's
got
old,
a bike, isn't he?
He's an old man on a bike. What the fuck is... Where's Rob's number? Rob.
Hello, Paul. How you going?
Absolutely average.
Why can I not see other people? All I can see is just...
Because you take a finger up the hiney.
There he is.
Is that really the reason? What if you don't use a finger? What if it's your toe?
Let's get back to... I was just checking the War and Peace.
Has everyone got the show notes, yeah?
I was having a good argument with Steve.
As I was saying, War and Peace.
Yeah, that's how we roll here at TSW, mate.
I like the fake tea stain.
Yeah.
You fucking got far too much time on your hands.
I put these in the show notes and people download them.
Hang on.
Yeah. I put them in the description to the podcast so people can click on it and then download the PDF. That's why it's got all this.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
There's a funny name for that colour paper, and I'm trying to think what it is.
Sepia?
It's based on the old legal tablets that George used to write on.
It's just a complete geek out for you, isn't it, Mark?
Isn't it?
Sorry.
Isn't it just? Right, I need to try. Just let me message Rob. Okay, done.
Steve, you there?
Right, I'm gonna go. Steve, you still there, mate?
He's Brexit.
He does this, though. He pretends not to be there because he knows it winds me up.
Tell Lisa not to call me that when everyone else is around.
Instead of the camera button, sorry.
Right, Steve.
Hello.
You need a mic.
I haven't got a mic.
You had something you plugged in the other week.
You hear me all right now?
You sound like Norman. Are you?
Yeah, you sound like Norman Collier, mate.
It's fine, isn't it?
For the younger listeners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is recording.
Oh. This is fine, this mic.
Really?
I've been making loads of jokes and I was on mute. That's it now, I'm done.
That's probably he's all joked out.
I'm all joked. Am I allowed to joke? I just sent you about your litany of leaving sour grapes.
It's not sour grapes.
That last sentence is what they're going to use in Parliament.
What's that?
It'll all be all right, sausage.
Jesus.
That is actually what they're going to use. Cameron's asked me...
Is that the parliament you didn't vote for, Steve?
The unelected elite.
I don't vote for any of them because they're scum. The only people I vote for are Green. The only people I remotely trust.
They were Remain, Steve.
I know they were.
You're weird.
No, this is outside of politics, this vote. It's nothing to do with... Who you support. It's to do with personal. It's too complex to put to any one candidate, isn't it?
What?
I voted with my heart.
Whose candles?
And my head. And my groin.
Four candles.
Got any plugs?
I thought Seinfeld was coming back, Xander, when I found that article.
Just such a knob.
I know that's the two Ronnies.
That was like a year old thing.
No,
you should have read it through, mate.
There's no way he's coming back.
I wish he would, but he's not.
Is that one that went do every 5 minutes?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I thought.
But there was a lot more to it than that.
I thought that's all it did. That's why I didn't watch it.
You missed out on that.
You mean there was more than
It's all just jazz riffs.
Yeah. I can see Mark.
Yeah, what we do normally is we take a screen grab at the start of the recording and tweet it out. And then, is that Rob?
Hello, darlings.
Who have we lost? Hello, Rob. You all right, mate?
All right, mate.
Who have we lost? We've lost Stephen. Hang on.
Of course we have.
Shall I put two ears on? Would it be better?
I can't deal
no,
with that.
No, I don't like the one ear. I like one ear.
I hate that nickname.
Hello, Rob, by the way.
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Rob, this is Paul.
Hello, Rob.
And that's Andy. Andy, can you put your camera on so we can take a screen grab?
I assume it was a tiny
2 seconds.
Or are you Naked Andy?
Oh,
I don't want to be Naked Andy like Naked Steve, so give me 2 seconds.
I can't
don't,
see.
Don't be stealing gimmicks.
Yeah, that's it. That's his thing.
Have you really got spit shields?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, pop filters, yeah.
Pop shields, yeah. Oh, yeah, pros us.
To capture our fricatives.
I can't see the camera icon on mine because I'm on the iPad.
I see a little exclamation mark.
You have it every week, Steve.
Your video's out of date.
It's not here this week because there's four of us. I don't think it will let me because there's too many people.
It's saying your Skype's out of date.
Oh, no.
What? Say what?
It's saying Skype app is out of date.
Jennifer Ware, which I know means you, needs to get the latest Skype to use group video.
You want me to be Jennifer.
Maybe it's a tablet thing.
Maybe. But I've just done all my updates. And it
Andy, can you see yours? Andy?
Andy's worked well. Cut him off.
He's pressed mute instead
He's
of
off to
camera.
A great start.
I did that earlier.
I think
so this Star Wars thing.
I think it's going to catch on, you know.
Captain it Kirk?
Won't ever catch on. Because they'll kill off the lead protagonist.
Will they?
Yeah, you know they will.
I think they'll make him abuse.
Is he the lead protagonist?
He was.
I think Ray is now.
Luke, for crying out loud.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's the Skywalker family album.
Luke Snarkiller.
You need to stop before the noise.
Trying to figure camera.
Oh, there he is.
Yeah, Steve said he was having problems with his as well, Andy. You're on the iPad, mate.
Yeah, mate.
I wonder if it's an iPad thing then.
Yeah, I think there's a limit on how many people you can show on the screen.
Okay, hang on. You should take a snippet of mine, Mark. I'll turn mine off.
Yeah.
And then you can paste the snippet back on after. Does that make sense, you poos?
I don't think I can do that because...
I can.
Well, I can.
Well, you've got Photoshop open now.
Just use a snip.
Yeah, I've got I've got near as damn it to Photoshop. I've got free version.
You wouldn't want me anyway, Mark. I'm completely naked.
That is kind of your thing, right?
That's what
I've taken. Right. Everyone, strike a pose, and I'll take a screen grab.
Hang on.
However, you want to be immortalised for this momentous occasion.
Well, can you see me then?
No. We're gonna switch off some cameras so that you can jump on, and then I'm gonna do some pasting.
Ah, yavol.
Yavol, ya robus.
Shall I turn off then?
No, hang on, Rob. You need to speak, and then you'll move up on the screen.
All right. What about now? Like that.
There you go. Right, ready?
You're at the left.
No. Just got... Right, Rob, speak.
Speak. Speak on. Speak or forever.
Go. Pose.
Be silent. Pose.
That's it. Right. Turn your cameras off then, chaps, and we'll have the other two boys in. Andy, can you get yours on now?
I'm just trying to.
He's always
Let's
got
get
it
on.
If not, don't worry.
Cause another priapism.
If not, we'll just tweet that
someone's,
out.
Someone's okay. Oh, I can see Andy. Hello.
Yes.
Andy, you're constipated, mate.
I can't see Andy.
No,
Andy
I'm trying to find a...
Staring daggers at one of us.
Pardon me.
You pig.
All right, let me try another one, and I'll send it through. That seems to be the 8th way. That's a bit dark. I'm in a dark room, so give me 2 seconds.
Andy said sex.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I can always...
Jen, do you want to say anything to the group about Frankie or anything? Any disgusting.
So this is
vile...
this is why you should start about 22 because it takes 20 damn minutes.
Sometimes they don't start till 9.
Yeah,
so what doesn't
banging on about remains
and whose
of the
fault
day.
Is that, Steve?
Steve, let's leave the Brexit thing behind.
Remains of the Day.
It's a movie.
Yeah, it should be.
How are we doing with cameras? We're not,
doing
are we?
That.
Mine's never going to come up.
All right, mate. Not to worry. We'll go
I'll
with
put
this
mine
one.
Back on there for a few seconds.
Oh, I can see. I thought there was something.
Just because I can.
Not that you're not exciting, Rob. I just thought something else was happening.
No, Andy. Okay. So
well,
I'm going to tweet this out then.
What? No, I'm having issues.
That's all right. As long as we've got the audio, let's not jeopardise the audio.
A pit for me, Mark. No one will know.
What about your Steve is Nude fan club?
Yeah. That's positively three people.
Hasting
on here.
Yeah.
There are people that hate like.
Plus three, yeah.
I'll see if I can find something. I'll see if I can find a stock photo.
I'm tweeting it now, Andy. Don't worry, mate.
You know, I'm looking at this picture. Hang on. What? Oh, wash it out and then the white one. The white one. The white bag, yeah. Sorry, Jen's asking recycling questions.
Is it about...
Oh, there you go. Oh,
right.
What, about what?
Tweeting.
Hang on, don't you want a picture of me?
No.
Hold on. I've got a
It's not working, is it, Steve? I've grabbed everything.
There you go,
Andy. Everybody
There's
we
one
can.
For you.
I've got a better one here. Hold on.
I've just popped outside and taken a picture.
Oh.
Are you naked outside?
Hmm?
Steve, I've asked you repeatedly to delete that photograph of me from your.
I've got to explain to my ISP why I've got huge cock.
Are you flooded there, Steve? I don't recall the view being like that from your front door.
Mark, I've just sent you one through.
I still can't figure out where he lives.
I see. I've already tweeted, so don't worry. Maybe I'll put it in the show notes. I've got that one of you, Andy.
What have you tweeted?
You'll see. Go to Twitter.
Yeah.
Right, so all of this stuff, all of this pre-show preamble stuff will become the first part of the After Dark Side.
Yep.
And that will go out on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't make it through last week's After Dark Side. I was just too ranty.
I noticed. But you actually, the edit was pretty good, I thought.
Was it? I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, I think considering, you know, it was a very difficult topic to discuss in general.
Yeah.
I thought me and you were kind of very civil, which is always nice.
Indeed.
And mainly because I don't necessarily disagree with your position, so that makes it a lot easier for me.
Doesn't it?
As a centrist, it's, you know, as a moderate, it's very easy to kind of slip into any position, so to speak.
Ooh. Yeah.
Steve will appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've got Han Solo as my desktop wallpaper, by the way. I'm a fan of that thing.
That's going to go out next week, I think, to everybody.
I've just finished watching Extras.
Oh, right. What do you think?
I've never seen the whole thing. I loved it.
That's a good,
it's good
show.
It's good.
Has anyone seen Gypsy Lady or Lady Gypsy?
Yeah,
yes, I have. Yeah, that's funny.
How funny is that?
Very good.
Genius. He's so funny, isn't he?
His faces he pulls in it are brilliant, aren't they?
Yeah.
Mark, yes. I finished the first series of Serial on your recommendation.
Oh, yeah? What do you reckon?
That was
Christ,
really good.
You turn that around quick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been. It's replaced all my other podcasts at work while I was listening to it. Because some of them are quite short. They're like, some of them are half an hour each or so.
Yeah.
So I can. And last week I happened to have. I had a project at work, so I had to be left to it for a week. So I was able to get on with some work without being bothered too often. So I was able to just rinse through them. I finished, I'll say Wednesday.
Good.
It was fascinating. It's really interesting. I did start with series two, but I'm not really. It hasn't really grabbed me so far. I'm only on the first episode though, so it may pick up.
I wasn't bowled over with Serial. I thought they were milking it.
Really?
They could scale it down to like.
Why do I listen to Steve?
A dozen episodes. They could probably scale it down to 10. Maybe.
Did you miss Steve's joke, Rob? You're the.
I did. No.
You said they were milking it.
No, I said I wasn't bowled over.
Because they were milking it.
Cereal bowl.
Can we try and get all of these really poor jokes out now?
Oh, yeah, get out your system now.
Just bring the A game.
Once the microphones go on, that's my gimmick.
I thought it was Steve's.
Well,
no, his is to be naked. People seem to like
it. That's all I have.
His is definitely preferred in that respect to me, I would imagine.
If I'm not naked, I'm just a clothed man who knows nothing about Star Wars.
You are a breakout success, mate.
There's no way you could not know anything about Star Wars, Steve, and be that lucky to have nailed all those points in this last how many episodes? 30?
Yeah, I don't know. I understand that. It's more luck than judgment, I think.
My experience, there's no such thing as luck.
Yeah. You do speak, you do voice the opinion of most of the listeners, though, Steve, because they're not entrenched geeks like us.
That's true.
Entrenched. Stockholm Syndrome.
Yeah, that's it.
But there's no going back.
Paul, are you still with us?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh.
Just a saucy little...
And he's put on this sassy black woman voice, lovely.
Yeah, there's got to be one.
Oh, hell no.
Okay, so, guys, just to bring out to speed, we don't swear on the main podcast.
Like fuck we don't, you
can't. So that I can leave the... So that I can leave the I can leave the E off, but this is all going on the After Dark Side, so you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, exactly.
We do this little bit.
It's not
Steve.
Big and it's not clever.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Who's been talking?
The environment's not conducive for it.
Actually, you normally do beep out R2 out the C bombs.
The premium swear words are, well, yeah, because it's funnier than the swear word itself.
Actually, it is, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that one, Mark.
Which word?
The C word.
The C-bomb, yeah. As Steve so eloquently put it there.
Yeah.
Well, no, it is. Let's call a spade is a...
Racist.
No, you know what I mean. I mean, a gardening implement used for digging holes.
You told Mummy.
Uh-huh.
You all right?
Hello.
Is that Asia?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't say that. I'm swearing.
Rob, are you sending me Facebook messages?
I've got an ear for it.
Oh, good. Jeez.
Right. Do we want to jump straight into this thing, guys?
Yeah.
Just give me 2 minutes.
Okay,
mate. I need to speak to Jenny quickly.
No problem. I jump back into the old podcasts, guys.
What? Did you?
Yeah, the old our early ones where we spoke about the trailers.
Blimey.
Yeah, they were really enjoyable. Sound quality was dog shit, but they were really enjoyable conversations. And we got a surprising amount of stuff right. Have you ever listened back? You what, mate?
When you say we, do you mean Steve?
No, we all nailed it. Steve was saying how he hated the idea of Han dying from the very start.
Yeah. They should have listened.
I haven't seen that yet.
Spoiler alert.
I knew they'd do it. I
hate to bring that to you, mate, but he gone.
No, Mark, we've had many arguments about it.
Yeah, we have.
It's the film I wasn't that keen on, do you remember?
But yeah, oh, no, I remember.
That's why I wasn't invited back.
We're talking about episode 7?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Okay.
That is not...
Are we all going to see Rogue One when it comes out together?
Yeah, well, we'll say together now, but in December it'll be a scramble. We're all going to see it on our own.
TSW
exclusive.
Yeah.
Well, no, I expect my mate Mark to pull the stops out for me.
What stops? Is that another bottom reference?
No, not butt plug.
You're disgusting. Right, chops okay, away. Camera's off and let's get this going.
Right, 2 seconds. Camera off.
Okay, I've got my little messenger open, which now has a picture of a gigantic pee-pee on it, so I'm going to try and hide that, because that's...
That was cold outside when I went outside to take that.
And I can't hide it. Who's playing the mouth organ?
If you know what I mean.
Sorry, that's Beck's calling organ. Me. She hasn't called me in 50 years.
Oh, she knows the podcast is a go.
Oh, she's supposed to be on it?
No.
Oh.
Right, we're gonna get going then. What I'll do for you guys is I'll bring you in afterwards. We'll do our regular intros, and then I'll bring you in afterwards with a bit of pomp and ceremony. Is that okay?
Can I just test something, Mark?
Yeah, of course you can.
If I do this, can you tell me? If...
Can't hear you
now. Can you hear me now? Can you hear?
No. Yes. No. Yes. No.
Yeah,
yes.
That wasn't really much help to us.
No, can't hear you, Paul.
Right you now, can't we can't hear you.
No, he's gone.
Well, he realised he's been disconnected.
Am I there? Am I there?
You're there, yeah. What happened there then?
This is on.
I don't need any testing. I'm here.
Yeah.
You'll be on testing.
You do for Hepatruplex 10.
Oh. Hepatruplex 10?
He said you need to go to the clinic because you may have Hepatruplex 10.
I'm going again for After Dark, so I don't know how long everyone wants to stay around, but we can just sit and...
I'm off tomorrow, so I'm good to go for as long as you want.
Okay.
I've got to watch a Supernatural with Jen any second, so I'll stay for a few minutes.
Any second.
Okay, well,
I've got to shoot off as always in a minute.
Why don't you bring the guys up to speed with your record attempt?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
This is the email from Guinness World Records.
Okay.
Dear Stephen Ware, thank you for sending us details of your proposed record attempt for most drilled holes in an insect habitat.
Unfortunately, after thoroughly reviewing your application with members of our research team, we are afraid to say we cannot accept your proposal as a Guinness World Record title. Our team of... This is what really annoyed me, the next bit. Our team of expert records managers receive thousands of new record proposals every year from all over the world, which are carefully assessed to establish they meet our stringent criteria. What, like how many peas you balance on the end of your nose? Every record verified by Guinness World Records must be measurable by a single superlative: verifiable, standardizable, breakable, and also present of an element of skill. Whilst we appreciate this is not the decision you hope for, we trust that you... They've actually said no. Well, they kind of did. Yeah. We trust that you will understand.
Pretty sure they did.
You may want to consider these record titles as alternatives. Now, the record title they've given me as an alternative, which someone's won,
oh, this should
is
be
the
good.
Largest insect hotel.
Ah.
Mine is the not... It's nothing to do with size. Mine is the most drilled holes in
yeah.
the insect hotel.
So what they're saying is because it doesn't involve skill, it's time consuming.
Yeah, but the last one, the largest insect hotel, isn't even skill. It's basically a load of bamboo piled so high, it's a huge insect hotel.
Oh, okay.
Mine's actually a beautiful piece
yeah.
of work.
Yours is... I watched yours. I don't even follow that stuff, and I was impressed.
Fuckers.
That's... I know, lousy. Right? That is really lousy, isn't it?
Really shit.
I think so. Well, I mean, look, I only did it for a bit. The only reason I'm gutted is because I wanted to use it to springboard some interest in my channel and therefore make money to save rainforest.
There you go. Guinness, if you're listening, you made a puppy cry. Nice job, yeah. dicks.
So, but what I don't understand...
Get your fucking shit together.
A, it's verifiable because I sent them the link to the YouTube channel. So it's definitely verifiable because they yep. can see it on there.
Yep.
Standardizable. I mean, I don't know what that means. I know what it means, but I don't know what they mean by
no.
what it means. Breakable. Yeah, I could break.
Totally.
I could throw
you could break another hole. you could drill one more hole.
And also element of skill. I mean, if you knew how long that took to make, and it was quite skillful, in my opinion. If people listening to this, by the way, if you go to Calistein, my channel, and go in the videos, you'll see the four-part series on building this daddy of an insect hotel, mother thingy that it was to do, because it took 17 hours just to drill the holes.
Yeah.
So they can go and boil their own ball bags, basically. I realise that's a lot of bees for After Dark Side.
It's very alliterative.
Well, if they don't buck their ideas up and support wildlife charity, they'll have even fewer fucking bees to work with, won't
they? Yeah, nice one, Rob.
Yeah, suck it, Guinness.
The what Steve failed to tell you is that Jenny did. We just sat there drinking Singapore slings in a deck chair.
Oh, that's a good choice, though.
The crowning turd in the water pipe was when...
You have such a way with words. I'm amazed you don't write poetry, Steve.
They sent it from fucking no reply at guinnessworldrecords.com.
Of course they did.
Because my reply would have...
Fuck you.
You should ring Norris McWhirter. What would he say?
I wouldn't have minded if...
Not
three
a lot
of those
at this point, I wouldn't
that,
have.
If those superlatives, three of them, I can fulfill. That's what annoyed
yeah.
me.
Steve, I have an idea on this. Guinness, this might be a really stupid question, so apologies in advance, but Guinness, the world record people, are also Guinness, the drink makers, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We should just be on camera wasting Guinness. Me and you.
Still got just to like, buy it, though.
Dressed up like...
Yeah.
Well, still making a sale,
I've,
right?
I've got a bottle. I don't even know where it came from, but I've got a bottle. So why don't we just, like, dress up like thugs, like little sort of chav kids, and just film ourselves... wasting Guinness and then just like call them out.
I'm definitely not cut out to waste alcohol.
I'm talking, it could just be me and Steve.
Yeah,
that's a sin.
I'm gonna have to distance myself from this.
Yeah, Andy will cry, by the way.
You can go on the Calistein channel, I think. It'd be quite
interesting. Yeah, so I'm gonna go
on recycle there, the bottle afterwards as well.
I'll tell you what you should do, Steve.
Yeah,
just come off the podcast, go to the bath and have a nice, relaxing baked bean bath and try and break that record.
Yeah, that's always
just
a popular
one. Just
try
the baked bean for like 3 weeks or something. Get it that way. Yeah. Make yourself feel a lot better.
It was when you said bath that I started going off the idea.
Yeah.
Last time I got in a bath, I didn't get out for about 3 hours because I couldn't move.
Wow. What do you bathe in? Treacle?
Super glue.
That'll do it.
Arrow diet.
That's got to be a record in and of itself.
Hello, I'm Steve, and I'm bathing. Yeah, I'm bathing in no more nails.
I'm currently going on. I've just seen at the bottom of the Scooby that they've said if you don't agree with this, you can go on your account and talk to the record thingy. So I'm just going to I didn't see that at the bottom. Because there's a brilliant bit at the bottom where it says, you're like this. It's like, cover your ass. Please be aware that as your record application has not been accepted, Guinness World Records is not associated with any activity relating to your record and does not endorse the activity in any way.
Right, so if you were to go on the YouTube channel and go, fuck Guinness, and they'd be like, well, we didn't say you could, you know, we're not okay with this.
Yeah,
I guess
exactly.
That just gets them out of it.
They can still go and bore their own heads.
I suppose also it's so that you can't, like, you know how you can say you're a doctor unless you're trying to pretend you can practice medicine? Like when you were doing surveys and censuses, you can call yourself doctor in your title.
Done that.
Are we to get worried about your pastimes, Rob?
No.
Don't worry, I'm a doctor.
I get called doctor quite a lot.
Yeah. Well, I always try. The thing is, the trick to it is, if they ever ask you if you're a medical doctor, just give them a discipline that you know they don't need. So if it's like somebody's been hit by a car or something, is there a doctor? I'm sorry, I'm an optometrist, and just walk off. And ideally bump into something on the way to really drive it home.
Dr. Jones.
Yeah. It's poor form, isn't it, really? Just to, you know, to say like, oh, well, we don't think it's a record that you can, it doesn't meet our criteria. But some of the criteria are, they have to be dumb for some of this shit to fly. You know what I mean?
Some of the ones that they've got are ridiculous. Like,
yeah, I'm going to, you know,
razor
what?
Blade for the most longest amount of time. Well, I can do that. Bloody herb, I can do it.
I'm going to have a look on the Guinness website and choose a random one that's daft. Is there like a show me a random record? Well, like, why the fuck have animals got records then? Like, you know, oh, biggest insect hotel, no, but fucking fastest tortoise, who gives a shit?
Tortoises are so ambitious, though.
It's like the tallest man in Lilliput anyway. Who fucking cares?
If you put a bit of lettuce in front of my nose, I'd run after it too.
I don't believe you, Steve.
Prove it.
Yeah. Bravest. Oh, fuck right off. Right? Steve, you want to argue the toss based on this one alone. Well, actually, here you are. There's two. Most canned drinks opened by a parrot in 1 minute. I'm not even fucking kidding. This is genuine.
That is absolutely amazing.
Number two. Right,
hang on, I'm writing this down.
Hang on, I'll send you the link because it's online. It's on their website. There's another one.
Oh, that was the tortoise.
Most twat.
It's all about the timing.
Most twats riding up the hill in the fucking night is every Thursday between 8 and 10. Here's the other one. So, bravest donkey.
Bravest donkey.
How do we know he wasn't high off his tits when he was doing the stuff that's so brave? We don't know.
He did a maths test beforehand.
A maths test. Bravest. How is that brave?
The greatest speed achieved by a tortoise is 0.28 meters per second. Was achieved by Bertie.
Ooh, show off.
At Adventure Valley, Brasside, UK, on the 9th of July. That record's 2 years old. Welcome to the official Guinness Records YouTube channel.
These are so stupid.
What's bravest donkey?
Bravest donkey. It's ridiculous.
Well, you could do that one, Steve.
I've got a couple more. Right. This one really annoys me.
Do you really think he's got the courage to do that?
I think he could do it.
This one really annoys me because it's endemic of a real trend in records. Longest fur on a rabbit, right? And that's done nothing. That rabbit just has to sit there while nobody grooms it. Right, and there's three people. They're so stupid. Longest human tunnel travelled through by a dog skateboarder.
Steve, I think you may have been a little bit too direct with your attempt.
I'm going to go you so many more. Steve, I'm going to send you the link to every single one of these, mate. I'm helping you build a case.
Thank you.
Yeah. Most balls caught by a dog with the paws in 1 minute, as opposed to with its arsehole or something.
Is the paws a wrapper? Because that would make that even more entertaining to me.
That would be brilliant, though, wouldn't it? Here we go. Bravest. So that's most longest human tunnel travelled through by a dog skateboarder there, Steve. Most balls caught by a dog with the paws in 1 minute. And to top it all off, highest ranking sheep. I'm not even kidding. Right, I'll read you this because this is ridiculous. The highest ranking sheep is Lance Corporal Darby the 30th. Right, so here we go. It gets better. He was promoted to Lance Corporal at Dale Barracks, Chester, on the 1st of September 2015. I reckon I can make Führer in Chester, if that's the criteria. If you can... Führer. Seriously, if I could go into, I can go into Chester and say, you gave Lance Corporal to a fucking sheep. Don't tell me I can't be anything I want to be. Oh, I'm now God. Mayor of Chester. Lance Corporal Darby the 30th is a member of the Mercian Regiment and was promoted from being a private. Oh, so he was, he's gone through the ranks at least.
But don't.
By the colonel of the regiment.
Don't
right?
chastise Frigate. Him for having a career path.
It gets better. As a serving as a serving member of the British Armed Forces, Lance Corporal Darby the 30th is entitled to take a wage which covers his food and veterinary bills and take annual leave, which he takes at Christmas.
I think you should pay the armed forces a bit more respect, guys, actually.
I would pay the genuinely armed forces. I can't pay the four-legged forces any. I will pay
the
armed
forces. What's
the
donkey forces. One, Rob?
Donkey one is bravest donkey.
Steve, you've got this, date? Steve. You've got it.
I got this one. Right, so here we go. Do you want to hear this one?
He fought the Lance Corporal Sheep.
In the great quadruped roar of 1975.
Right, I'm going to love you and leave you, gentlemen.
All
right,
okay, mate. Thanks for sticking around, Paul.
Nice to meet you, Paul.
Same as. I'll see you guys later.
You're all right. Cheers. Thanks, guys. Speak to you later.
Speak to you soon.
Bye. These guys are missing out. I'm about to read about bravest donkeys.
I already know the winner.
Gotta believe.
See you later, Andy. Cheers, mate.
Take care, guys.
Bye, mate.
Right, here we go. You ready?
Yeah, you do it.
On 19th of May 1997, Murphy, an Australian Army donkey, was posthumously awarded the RSPCA Australia Purple Cross, an award for animal bravery at the Australian War Memorial on behalf of all donkeys that had served in the 1915-16 Gallipoli campaign. So let me see if I've got this right. So this donkey is actually the bravest donkey in the sense that he's collecting an award for everybody. So it's actually all donkeys. So it's not actually one donkey. It's brave. It's all donkeys are brave. This one's the least dead, I guess. I'm not really sure
He's still pretty dead, though.
He might just be the only one with a picture, to be honest.
That is the bravest donkey. He's not necessarily the most alive donkey.
Now, I mean, I'll grant you, during the abortive offensive in the Dardanelles in 1915-16, Murphy carried the wounded from the front on a perilous journey down the exposed rock gullies to reach field hospitals. Now that is it's an achievement. But see, I've got an issue with awarding human qualities in character to animals.
Mm.
I don't know that a donkey is being brave.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's just largely stupid.
It sounds horrible to say, but I do think that animals are just being animals when they do stuff. To me, there's no thought of like, I'm going to do it for the good of the men. That sort of thing. It doesn't enter into a donkey's head, if you ask me. That's just call me a donkey cynic, but that's how I see it.
I think we just found an episode title.
Do you want me to read my reply?
Donkey cynic.
Have you written?
We don't have titles for the After Dark Side, do we?
I always write something on it.
Donkey cynics.
In Orabesh.
Yeah. Donkey cynics in Orabesh. Nice.
I don't want to make it too nasty because I want them to come back and say, well, you actually got a point, but tell me if it's all right.
Have you crafted one of you?
Oh, there's highest ranking camel as well.
Oh, what's the highest? Oh, no. Oh, that's fantastic.
He's a reserve deputy sheriff.
Highest ranking.
I'm not even shitting you.
Are you kidding me? Highest ranking camel.
His name is Bert. He was accepted as reserve deputy sheriff for the LA County Sheriff's Department in San Dimas, USA in 2003.
He's in authority.
Now, does that mean that if something happened to the sheriff and the deputy sheriff, that camel would be in charge? Because I think it would.
There's only one way to read it, and that is...
There's only one way to find out, which is I've got to go to bloody San Dimas and have something unfortunate happen to the sheriff and the deputy.
Some brainiac deputized a camel. That's brilliant.
Not going to do that. But, yeah, it was reserve deputized. So if in the event he's third in line to lead the sheriff's department at San Dimas, Los Angeles County. Fucking hell.
I tell you what we're going to have to do, Steve. Let's get you read us your response.
Mm.
We'll give you a few pointers on how to spice it up.
That works.
Perhaps with language.
Oh, yes. There you go.
And then we'll wrap this one up nice and short tonight because we've got that big pre-show, haven't we?
Yes, sounds good.
Go for it, Steve.
And talk about yourself for 30 seconds. I'm just finishing it.
I can't believe you weren't prepared. Oh, dear. That's funny. That that camel.
Yeah,
he's got a smug look on his face as well.
You can tell that he's well up himself after this. He loves that. He's a narcissist. I'm going to go on that thing. And, you know, this is speaking from somebody who is right now got Twitter analytics open just to see how many people like my stuff. And I'm going to say, I'm going to throw the N-word out there, narcissist. That N-word, relax, Mark.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Right. Hi, thanks for getting back to me. However, I'm really disappointed.
Okay.
My record attempt took not only a lot of patience and skill to fit 4,000 holes on a very aesthetically pleasing piece of almost art, it was verifiable, as I sent you my YouTube channel link, which you can find under Calistine, and you can find the hotel all finished. It's also totally breakable if somebody drills more holes than mine. So with the simple superlative being the number of holes itself, I have fulfilled almost all the criteria. Well, at least as much as some of the other records I found, like Bravest Donkey, Highest Ranking Camel, or Fastest Tortoise.
Genius.
Nice. More importantly than anything else, this wasn't a self-proclaiming conceited effort of myself. It was to promote ecology and the protection of species and to encourage others to join in. Can you reconsider?
That sounds all right, actually. I'm all right with that. There was one bit that stood out. Let me think. I'm trying to think back.
It was the bit where you said almost piece of art.
Yeah, that seemed a bit weird.
Don't fuck about. Tell them. Lay down the law. That is a piece of art.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, stick that in the end. Fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Steve,
but don't mention the podcast.
Eat a dick.
Because we might want Guinness to sponsor us at some point.
Yeah, if you want to hear what people think of some of your records, tune in to Talkstar TSW After Dark Side, episode 15.
Episode 15, yeah.
Yep. Episode 15, which is going to be called Narcissistic Camels.
That's if I can fit it on in orbit.
No, I can't remember. You did say, what was it? It was going to be... I don't know. It's in the episode, so you can remember. You can go back and remember it.
Yeah, or go back and listen to it.
That's the one.
There it is.
With your ears, remember it with your ears.
You know, this might mark the first time in weeks that Steve's been with us on an After Dark to the very end.
That's good, isn't it? Yeah. It's a quick one, actually. It was a point of. You remember I was saying, Mark, that I was going to go to that board game market.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I went, right. So this is a bit of a weird one. It was really unfortunate because a friend of mine mentioned it to me a few weeks ago and said, oh, you know, I'm up for going to this thing. Do you fancy it? And I said, yeah, it sounds like it could be quite a laugh. I quite like, you know, the little convention market type things are always quite fun.
Mm-hmm.
But my day going to it was a bit of a nightmare, to be honest.
They only took Monopoly money.
No, sadly, otherwise I would have taken. I got loads of spare shit in the bottom. I've been freshly printed, freshly laundered. Well, I left it in my jeans pocket, laundered in that respect. So I spoke to him on the Saturday and he said, oh, you're still going up? I said, yeah, no problem. If you're still going, I'll go with you. So I got the train up and just before I get on the train, I gave him a call to make sure he'd still gone up there. And he said, yeah, we're up here now. We're going to be... sort of browsing around, but I will tell you now, there's not a lot here. And I was like, all right, well, I'll still come up. It'd be good to see you. And we can just wander around, have a chat and stuff. Because he said, it's, you know, I'll probably do a second pass, but, you know, there's not a lot here to keep me. I'm certainly not going to stay. It's supposed to finish at 4:00, and this was like 11:45. And he was saying, I'm definitely not going to stay till it closes because I've basically got to kill 4 hours in what it later learned to be a very small space. So I travel all the way up to London. I get to Russell Square where the venue is. I phone him and he goes, oh, I've just got back to the car. I was like, right. So you're going, and he was like, yeah, I'm sorry, mate. The baby's being a bit grumpy and we have to go home. I was like, ah, okay. So I've traveled all the way up to London at this point to go around this thing by myself. But it gets worse because on the way up, my dad phoned me. So, you know, fan of the show.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's a little bit surreal, but at the same time, very sweet of him. He phoned me and we were talking about cars. And when I got off the phone with him, I went, oh, I'm selling my car at some point in the near future when I find somebody who wants to buy it. And I was thinking about it on the way on the train up and I went, oh shit, when does my insurance renew? Because in previous years, I've done the insurance in a single lump because it works out cheaper. And I thought, shit, if I haven't cancelled it in time, it's going to renew and I'm going to lose 300 quid, which I'm not going to be able to get back. Or I'm going to have to pay a cancellation fee because I'm going to be cancelling it sort of a couple of weeks after it starts. So I suddenly went, shit, I better check my bank balance. So I checked my bank balance and I had about £600 in there. And then I thought, shit, I've got my train travel. I just bought it on the Friday, renewed my travel card for work. And I didn't know if that had come out yet. And I'd also put some money into a different account. I didn't know if that had come out yet either. So I was like, shit, there's about 900 quid's worth of potentially pending transactions. So if I don't, if none of them have come out, I'll go over my overdraft on Monday. So you can imagine how I went around the market going, mustn't find anything I like, mustn't find anything I like.
Yeah, that's going to be me at celebration, that is.
That's the thing. It's funny you said about, I'm guessing it was Jeremy who recommended take a lot of money. I could easily have dropped 150 quid at this board game market because some of the stuff, I mean, there's plenty of stuff there that I do play. Like they had HeroClix, they had X-Wing, which is the Star Wars like sort of little miniature combat game. And I play that. And I've got a fair few ships and there's one set I still want, which is called Imperial Aces. And it's a pair of interceptors and some extra pilot cards and stuff. And they're painted up, so they're not like the standard Imperial grey. They're red and black, and they look really swish. So I could have easily bought them. There was a couple of games I fancied. There was some HeroClix and blah, blah, blah. So I didn't buy anything. I came home, dug out my car insurance paperwork, and it turned out that had I left it till the following day, it would have renewed.
Oh, Jesus.
So I dodged the absolute last-second bullet. And managed to phone them in time to cancel it and let it lapse. And they said, why aren't you renewing? I just said, I'm selling the car, and they didn't give me any jip. So in future, if I ever don't want to renew something, I'll tell them I'm just selling whatever they're
on. That's a good tip. I've had that awkward conversation.
You don't want to remortgage? I'm selling the house.
I'm going to live in a box.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think Jenny would look upon me too kindly if I did that, to be honest.
Steve's Jen.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, she might not like it either, but no, I didn't mean her.
My wife?
I haven't seen her all week, Steve. Where have you been hiding her?
I know. I told her not to come your way anymore because you keep stalking her and showing her your dog.
You want to get on to Frank. He's the one that you should be worried about.
Yeah.
He's on her while you're trying to podcast.
I didn't mention, did I? I cosplay as Frank.
Frankie's normally all fucked out by the cuddle bag.
Yeah.
So it's no time for Jen. Not furry enough.
Ah, well, that's more information than I could have done with.
I think we have a new episode title, TMI.
Oh, yeah, TMI After
Which we learned last week means too much information.
Yes, indeed we did. It's quite a favourite of mine. It turns up a lot of work. Oh, you sent it to them. Good for you, mate. I think you should,
A little bit more revision.
Okay.
It's annoyed me that they never went and checked the actual site.
It does suggest that, doesn't it? It does make it seem like they haven't bothered. Yeah. Because if they had bothered, they'd be able to say, despite your YouTube channel showing,
I wouldn't mind if I was doing, I don't know, world's sweatiest ball bag. Because
right. Yeah.
Listen, we need to mobilise. We need to mobilise the listeners. So I suggest that we get people to tweet Guinness World Records, which is at GWR. It's verified.
Is this brigading?
This is brigading.
Should we be doing this?
I'm going to be a higher rank than that sheep or whatever it was. At GWR, tell them to reconsider at Stephen_wears record attempt.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's mobilise.
Yeah. Mobilise.
Do it.
And we could, and...
Insects.
Yeah, make sure you spell that right when you hashtag it, because we could get a lot of bad things trending.
Or the audience could build dramatically.
I thought you were going to say the audience could build their own insect hotels. So, fucking build your own.
Right, so don't forget, tweet at GWR.
GWR. All right, cool.
Okay, let's get the hell out of it.
Guns with roses.
All right. Thanks for listening again, everyone. And
cheers, guys.
We will catch you next week with something in some shape, way, shape, or form.
Goodbye now.